shores of El Pacifico. Bill Hendrick.
Bruce Lewis admits it's controversial, says that's the point.
You've got to have something to hook. You've got to have something to hook.
Rifle sights are produced by the Trigicon Company of Wixom, Michigan.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked by the decision. This is the most irresponsible decision by the Supreme Court since the Dred Scott decision.
Air America shut down Thursday and will soon file Chapter 7 bankruptcy.
Call me naive.
Well, your wife said the same thing.
World-famous Phil Henry Show through the looking glass of media each and every night through the looking glass of talk radio, the only news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, and really the only news, talk, and entertainment show that turns the news and the events of the day on its head so that they make a little bit of sense. Coming up tonight on the groundbreaking Phil Henry Show, celebrities ask for donations for Haiti in tonight's telethon, which I think was only on CNN, if I'm not mistaken. An overweight woman sits on her boyfriend and kills him, and Democrats decry a Supreme Court decision on campaign financing while Republicans celebrate it. Our number is 871-876-PHIL, 871-876-PHIL. You can visit our website at philhenryshow.com and find your live streaming video and live streaming audio over there, as well as all of the archives. If you've got any questions concerning all of that stuff, just go over to our website, man. They'll all be answered for you, and I think you'll enjoy what you find there, philhenryshow.com. So we're going to get on the line here, Dave Oliva. Dave is a student at L.A. Canyon College. He's a aspiring police officer, and he's also a man who called in to tonight's telethon and has some interesting things to tell us concerning this. Now, dozens of the biggest names in film and music sang in somber tones and urged the world to donate to earthquake-stricken Haiti on this telethon this evening, at a benefit led by actor George Clooney and Haitian-born rapper Wyclef Jean. The two-hour telethon called Hope for Haiti Now, a global benefit for earthquake relief, was shown around the world on television, online, and mobile carriers, and featured more than 100 celebrities performing from Los Angeles, New York, and London. Alicia Keys kicked it off. George Clooney was the host. It pretty much followed the format of the Concert for the Heroes following September the 11th, where Tom Hanks was the host. Well, this was George Clooney, and then they had the rollout of different celebrities. I want to get on the phone now. Dave Oliva. Dave is in northern Los Angeles County this evening. David, how are you this evening?
I'm good, thank you.
And are you, what did I give out? 877-876-PHIL? What do you mean I gave the wrong number? 877-876-PHIL. I gave the right number.
Well.
No, I gave the right number. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing good, Mr. Henry.
Now, tell me, first of all, did you call into the telethon tonight?
Yes, I did. I called in because I wanted to test a theory, I guess, if you want to call it that, for law enforcement class that I'm taking right now. You mentioned I want to be a LAPD, so I'm interested in, being LAPD, I'm a little bit nervous right now.
No, I know that. So you're interested in becoming a police officer, and what did you think you detected in this evening's telethon for Haiti relief?
Well, the first question I asked myself, and I don't think people really think about this, how do they know how much money they're really going to be raising when the people who are calling in and donating the money have not yet really donated? They will say, like, yay, we raised $10 million, $15 million. So it was my idea to call a telethon tonight and to test out my theory. So I called up the Hope for Haiti Now telethon, and I said, I want to donate some money, and they said, how much do you want to donate? And I decided that I would mention a figure that was pretty significant, that would get their attention. I said, I want to donate $200,000, And they said, that's really generous. I said, but I want to donate $200,000, but I want to be able to speak to one of the, celebrities that's answering the phones,
All right, and people know that if they watch the telethon tonight, there were a number of celebrities that were answering telephones. I think I saw Tim Robbins and...
they had Reese Witherspoon, and they had Taylor Swift, and there was a bunch of them.
And Mel Gibson?
Yes, sir.
All right, so you said to them you're going to donate $200,000 if you can talk to an A-list celebrity.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
So what happened?
So they said, hold on. It was like an operator that answered the phone, and they said, hold on, And they came back and they said, we'll transfer you to Taylor Swift. And this lady came out and said, hi, I'm Taylor, you know, and is this Dave? And I said, yeah, it is. Now, I was grateful that they transferred me to Taylor Swift, but I didn't really want to speak to her because she's sort of, she's very young. I guess you could say she's jailbait. You know, I wanted to speak to Reese's Witherspoon. And I had told them that.
You wanted to speak to who?
Reese's Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon, okay. And you told them that?
Yeah, but they had transferred me to Taylor Swift. So I said, I'm sorry, but I'd really rather speak to Reese's Witherspoon. And she said, whatever, you know, or something like that. And click, you know, I hang up. So I called them back, and I said, my name is Dave Oliva, and I just called up and said I was going to donate $200,000 if I could have, you know, if I could speak to a celebrity, Reese's Witherspoon, right?
Okay.
And they said, yeah. I said, well, I'm not going to donate, you know, $200,000. You know, because number one, you were not honest with me about getting to speak to, you know, Reese's Witherspoon or a celebrity. And number two...
Whoa, hold on for a minute. They transfer you to Taylor Swift, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, but I told them $200,000. They're like, okay, you know, that's pretty large amount of money. You know, what can we do for you? I said, I want to speak to Reese Witherspoon. And they transferred me to Taylor Swift. So, and then I said, and number two, I wasn't going to give you $200,000 anyway. My name is Dave Oliva. I'm studying to be a LAPD. And you have no way of knowing whether I was going to pay you $200,000 or not. Click, you know. So that's when I called back again.
All right, now hold on for a minute, Dave. I want to get the story straight. You called up the telethon tonight, said you're going to give them $200,000.
Yeah.
Had you any intention of really giving them $200,000?
No, I did not, no.
All right, so you were just leading them around.
Well, I mean, yeah, but here's the thing. I proved that, first of all, you can call up and say you're going to give $200,000, and you won't. You're not going to. And so they lie when they say, hey, you know, Dave Oliva or whoever just called up, and he's going to give $200,000. They lie, okay? And then two, they also lied when they said they would send me to, or I mean, they would let me speak to Reese Witherspoon, okay?
Well, look it. If you said to them, I'm going to give you $200,000, can I speak to a celebrity?
Yes, sir.
Did you say Reese Witherspoon then?
Yeah, yes, I did.
Oh, okay. Well, then they transfer you to Taylor Swift, and you're talking to her. And you said, no, I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk to Reese Witherspoon. And you say she hung up on you.
Yeah.
And then you called back and said, I'm not giving you the 200 grand.
That's right, yeah.
And so they're thinking you're not giving 200 grand because you didn't get to talk to Reese Witherspoon. You talked to Taylor Swift. I have to tell you, it's going to come off sounding a little stupid. I mean, is your point being made here?
Well, I mean, what do you mean?
Well, isn't your point that anybody can call up and donate anything?
Well, anybody can call up on a telethon and say they're going to donate like $1 billion or $1 million, okay? And the telethon will tell people on the TV, hey, you know, we just got a guy, he's going to donate $200,000. But the fact is, he's not going to do it, okay? So they're not being honest, you know? And not only that, but I also found out that they were not honest when they said they were going to transfer me to Reese's Witherspoon, even though I had said I was going to donate $200,000.
But you were not going to donate $200,000.
No, but you have to follow my point, Mr. Henry. My point is, they thought that I was, and I said Reese Witherspoon, they go, okay, and they transferred me to Taylor Swift. So I think the lesson here for the people that are listening right now is a couple things. Number one, they're going to say that you donated $200,000 even though you did not. That's number one. And number two, they're going to then, after they tell everybody they got $200,000, they're not really going to care what you want. You know, if you say you want to speak to Reese's Witherspoon, they'll put you on with Taylor Swift. Or maybe even at one point, they had transferred me to, I guess it was Tim Robbins, because I said hello. And a guy goes, hello. And I go, who's this? He goes, it's Tim, you know. And I said, no, I want to speak to Reese's Witherspoon. And at least he didn't hang up on me. But I did hear, you know, click. And
how many times were you hung up on?
Well, the first time I called up and I said I want to speak to Reese's Witherspoon and Taylor Swift, click. Then I called back. I said I was going to donate $200,000, but I'm not going to no more because, you know, of the way that you treated me, click. And then I called back another time and said, but I was not going to give you $200,000 anyway to prove that when you say you have this much money, you don't. Click.
So, all right, so three times they hung up on you.
Three times, yeah.
Your method of going about and proving this idea that when people call up to donate money to a telethon, you don't really know whether they have the money or not is a little confused here, isn't it?
No, I don't think so, Mr. Hunter, because I called up, I said, you know, I want to donate $200,000. Right away, they believe me, you know. They believe me, and they go, yeah, that's great. I go, let me talk to Reese's Witherspoon. Oh, okay. So they sort of believed, I mean, they did believe me enough to transfer me to the celebrity. Except that, you know, it was Taylor Swift.
All right, and so what's the point here?
Well, the point that I'm trying to tell your audience, and maybe you don't know it either, when you call up like Larry King or Haiti or any of these telethons and say you're going to donate $1 million or $200,000 or whatever, they go, yeah, okay, and they tell everybody that that's what they got, and they didn't. Because I have no intention.
So, was this a project for your criminal justice class?
Yes, it was, sir. Yeah.
Because you're aspiring police officer.
Yes, sir. And this was a project on Bunko. It's what they call Bunko, or you know, it's a type of robbery, but it's Bunko. And I think your listeners at home should probably think twice before donating to these charities because I think they've got these very shady business practices, but. They say, you know, hi, I'd like to donate $1,000. Well, they don't know whether you had the $1,000. You could be lying, you know, and they'll go and tell everybody.
Do you believe that this Hope for Haiti Now, the global benefit that was on TV tonight, was shady in some way?
Well, I mean, I think it should be looked at because look at it this way. I'm like, yeah, I'll give you $200,000. And right away they believe me and they put me on with Taylor Swift. Even though that's not who I wanted to talk to. So then I called him back and I said, you know, I'm not going to give you no $200,000. For all I know, they're still saying, hey, we got $200,000.
All right, Dave Oliva joining us is a student at L.A. Canyon College on the Hope for Haiti telethon. He called them up and offered, he said he was going to give them $200,000. He had no intention of giving them $200,000. And Dave's essential point is they're going on their TV show and saying they're making all this money when they're not. And also asked to speak to Reese Witherspoon and was put through to Taylor Swift instead. So he said he was hung up on three times by these guys and that people should understand that, you know, when somebody says they're going to donate this much money to a telethon, they're not really going to donate this much money to a telethon. All right. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We're going to get back here with Dave, 877-876-PHIL, and talk a little bit more about tonight's Hope for Haiti Now telethon, in which he called them and said he was going to give them 200 grand, but had no intention of giving them 200 grand. And he feels a little, you know, like it's dishonest for them to report that that he will. Something like that. We'll be back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Phil on the line with me, Dave Oliva, a Los Angeles, he's a junior college student right now taking law enforcement and criminal justice at L.A. Canyon College. And eventually, Dave, my understanding is you want to attend Los Angeles Police Academy, right?
That's correct, sir.
And eventually become a member of the LAPD.
Yes, sir. My main focus right now is to get my Associate of Arts degree. I want to attend L.A. Police Academy and eventually get on. I'll get my 4-year degree in criminal justice as well, but I'll be a member of Los Angeles Police Department, yeah.
All right. So tonight you called up the Heroes for Haiti telethon and as part of a project for school and said you were going to donate $200,000.
That's correct. Now, the thing that your audience doesn't know, and a lot of people, you know, are probably going to be surprised, when you sit and you watch one of these telethons, you know, and you're watching George Clooney or whoever is on there saying, Yeah, you know, we donated a lot of money. We're collecting a lot of money. Okay. They are not really telling the truth, because the people that call up and say they're going to donate $100,000 or $5 or $2, those people may be lying. And the reason why...
And that's essentially what you did tonight.
That's what I did do tonight. I called up and I said, okay, I'd like to give $200,000. And they're all, yeah, that's great. And I'm thinking, there's no way I'm going to give $200,000. Okay? So I'm thinking, while they're putting me on hold and they're going to transfer me over to the to like Taylor Swift or whoever, I'm thinking of all the people that are watching TV and how stupid they are. You know?
Well, it's I don't know that the word stupid is necessarily the word to use, because what people are doing is they're looking at the number.
No, but they think they've raised that money. That people who are watching TV think that if they put up, okay, Dave Oliva in Monterey Park, California, just donated $200,000, they think that, okay, there's $200,000 for Haiti, because they're not smart enough to know that I just, you know, and that's why I called back and I said, hey, I'm not going to give you $200,000, click, you know. And
well, did you hang up on them, too? Because you said that they hung up on you.
Well, yeah, they did. They hung up on me when I said, I want to speak to Reese's Witherspoon or whatever. But then I called back. I said, I'm not going to give you $200,000. I have no intention, you know. I mean, and you people think I am. And it's like, click, you know.
All right, our number 877, I'm not really exactly sure, Dave, if people who run those telethons ever really believe they're going to get the $200,000 until they get it, you know?
Well, but I mean, they're telling the people who are watching TV, yeah, hey, look, you know, we got $1 billion or $1 million. So what? All I'm trying to say is to the people listening to your show, you know, tonight, is don't be so stupid that because George Clooney just said, hey, you know, we raised like Larry King did, $9 billion. Don't be so stupid, because Larry King's probably that stupid. And I don't mean to say, I like Larry King, you know.
Yeah. Well, I don't think Larry King is stupid at all. I mean, the number that he's giving.
Larry King thinks they raised $9 million. That I think he's stupid to think that.
Well, I don't know if he thinks that or not. To be perfectly honest with you, I'm sure he's got a little bit more information on how they do things. Here is Don in San Antonio. Don, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Obviously, your guest has more time on his hands than a lot of other people. But when people are calling in for these donations, thinking they're helping a relief fund or whatever it may be, they're not necessarily. It's not a contract. They're pledging the money, with intention of possibly donating it.
Well, yeah, but they say that they raised the money.
Well,
see,
they're saying
that's where the message is getting confused.
It's not deceiving.
And just think about it, like, I got too much time on my hands. I'm taking this as part of a college class, you know? I mean, what are you doing with your time?
Listen,
you're calling up a talk radio show, you know, and you're talking to me? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
Talk about wasting time, man. Well, you know how
talk about wasting time, man.
Okay, all right, we got your point, Dave.
You know, talk about wasting your time, man.
We got the point, Dave.
Telethon? You wasted people's time.
Yeah, I'm wasting your time, too.
Maybe there were other callers that were going to pledge the money, that were going to donate the money.
No,
and you took up their
not going to happen. Not going to happen, man. Not going
to
happen.
All right, 877-876. Phil, let's move on to another caller here. We got whoever this guy is, Sipo in Nashville. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, how you doing, man? I just really wanted to call in and respond to this idiot. You know, here's a country that's devastated.
What's with everybody calling me a name tonight, man? All I'm telling you is what I did on behalf of people, too, so they're not so stupid.
And I'll tell you what, this is what we're looking forward to for being a protector of the public. You know, we're in sad shape when people call in with that little bit of compassion for a country that suffered a devastating earthquake. I mean, that's not fake. And
well,
you know, I think that
we mean something.
Together,
how do you know they're giving the money? How do you know they're giving the money?
How do you know they're not? And you know, I think for you to even take the time.
How do I know they're not? Because I called in tonight and said I was going to give $200,000, and then I said,
"You know, what you should be trying to do is come together and try to do something to help these people. It doesn't have to be money. It could be, you know, any type of thing to help out. And, you know, the next earthquake could hit our country, and then there's going to be idiots like you on the other side not wanting to help. And I just think, you know, it's
well,
sad.
What are you talking about, man? We don't need we're not going to have a telephone for earthquake in our country, man.
Up with this type of foolishness to call and try to prove that this money's not being raised. I mean,
you're the
one called up with the scam. And I think that
good point, Sipo. We'll take a break here. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Dave Oliver here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. The world famous Phil Henry Show.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. With me, Dave Oliva, who is a student at L.A. Canyon College. Now, Dave, you want to be a member of law enforcement someday. You called up the Haiti telephone this evening, and you said you were going to donate $200,000, even though you had no intention of donating $200,000. Now, tell me, what was it in this project this evening? What were you trying to do as it pertains to law enforcement?
That's pretty simple, Mr. I mean, you know, I've had people call me an idiot, but, and that's okay, because cops are used to being called names, you know. I'm used to being called names, because I'm not a cop, but I'm going to be. So that's okay.
All right, let's get past that. What were you hoping to do?
Well, what I was hoping to do, and what I believe I did do, because I timed it right after Wyclef Jean came on, okay? I timed it for right after Wyclef Jean came on, because he was talking about, you know, all this bad stuff. Okay, right after he get off, then I called up and I went, yeah, I heard Wyclef Jean, I want to give $200,000. They're all, yeah, that's great. And I go, not, click, okay.
Well, you didn't say not. You wanted to talk to Taylor Swift.
Well, yeah, I said I wanted to speak to Reese's Witherspoon, which they did not transfer me to, and that's a double. That's a double bunco in police terminology. That's double bunco.
What do you mean double bunco? In other words, they defrauded you somehow?
Yes, sir.
Well, look, are you honestly telling me they defrauded you by not transferring you to Reese Witherspoon? They transfer you to who?
To
Taylor Swift, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That got you to Taylor Swift, even though you weren't going to give them the $200,000.
Yes, sir, that's true, but they didn't know that I wasn't going to give them I was going to give them $200,000. They put me on to Taylor Swift, which is not who I wanted to speak to because she's jailbait, and I don't mean to say that, but that's how I feel about what she, you know, is. And then, you know, I call back, and I said, but yeah, I'm not giving you $200,000 anyway. Click, right?
And what do you say click? Did you hang up or them?
Well, I did. I hung up on them twice.
All right, 877, and so your point is that the people at home are too stupid to know that there's the money they say they're raising, they're not raising.
That is my point exactly, yes, sir.
And what about the point of that last caller who said you could be donating money, you could be doing something proactive and something positive, as opposed to just calling up and playing games?
Hey, what do you mean playing games? I'm going to be LAPD someday.
No, well, not playing games, but calling up and saying, I'd like to give $200,000. Can I talk to Reese's Witherspoon or whatever you're calling her? And
that's her name.
Her name's Reese Witherspoon, sir, not Reese's. And then you get on the line with Taylor Swift. That ain't good enough. And you call him back and tell him you ain't giving him the money anyway. To me, it sounds a little screwy. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Jenna in Houston tonight. Jenna, go ahead. You're on with Dave Oliva.
Hi, how are you?
Well, you know, it's not screwy if you look at it from the standpoint of bunco.
We're good,
okay,
Jenna.
Wait,
go ahead.
Yeah, okay, listen. I understand what you're doing. I mean, I'm not going to call you an idiot. I'm not going to make an ad hominem attack on you. I understand what you were trying to accomplish in a roundabout, awkward, skewed kind of way. But I'm going to echo the sentiments of the previous caller, okay? Listen, in statistics, there's a margin of error, okay? It's basically, don't believe everything that you're told. So when we're seeing these telethons, there's a certain percentage of don't believe everything that you're told. Okay, now listen.
In statistics, if you 2 + 2 = what? You
listen
can tell me that there's some margin of error.
Let me make my point. You can argue against me when I make my point, okay? This is just
a good point.
Let's let the lady finish, okay?
Well, she
listen,
said, like,
please. Thank you.
A margin of error. There's no margin of error in 2 + 2.
Go ahead, Jenna.
Okay, listen. Okay, I want to ask you what does this lie accomplish? Because it's a charity effort, okay? There's a twofold right. happiness being accomplished here. The happiness of the people giving to the Haiti relief effort, and then the happiness of those who have been given to, you know, the people who are receiving the aid, okay? So I don't understand exactly what aid are they receiving?
Okay, but what aid are they receiving when somebody says, yeah, I'm going to give you like,
$50,000? Are you really going to tell me that aid is being received? Are you going to tell me that this telephone doesn't make any money?
I'm saying that, like, a big percentage of people that call in go, yeah, let me talk to Al Pacino.
I'll give you
$50,000, you know.
You can't say
that. Are you telling me that I did it.
No,
I did
listen,
it. And
you,
if I did
yeah,
it,
maybe,
then that
yeah,
proves
maybe
other people are going to do it.
Maybe one person did it, and that's just you.
All right.
You can't call this. You cannot call this an experiment. You don't have a control group. You don't have a control setting. You can't say that your percentage. Yeah, you can't say that.
How can you say that they are getting money? How can you say they are getting money?
How can you say they're not?
Wait a minute. You said you got the control group, so go ahead, control it.
No, you misunderstood me. I said you said you had an experiment, an experiment working through what you were doing, but you didn't have a control group. You don't have a goal that you're trying to achieve. You're just trying to prove a point, okay?
I'm trying to prove that the people at the TV, on the TV station, are too stupid, you know.
Oh, they're too stupid.
But you had no way of proving that
no one received money.
The people are too stupid to know that when George Clooney goes, yeah, we got $10 million, that there's people calling up and going, let me talk to Reese's Witherspoon and I'll give you $50,000.
And you didn't talk to her, though. Did you ever think that maybe they didn't pass you through to Reese Witherspoon because they knew you were a phony? Did you ever think about that?
No, because when I called them
maybe
back,
they thought you were a crazy stalker. They might have thought you were crazy.
Why'd they put me through to Taylor Swift?
All right, so the point here, Dave, the point here, Dave, is that you are letting people at home know that they're too stupid to know that the money's not really being raised.
Exactly. And you know, look, when Larry King comes on, Larry King comes on and he says, we raised $9 million. He didn't know if they raised $9 million. He hasn't gotten the money yet. Why would he lie and say that? I'll tell you why.
Okay,
because
he
wants to look like he's something special. Because he wants to look like he's something special. Like he cares about patients.
For what? For Haiti relief efforts?
Because Larry King is on the tail end of his career and wants to get some Haitian love and stuff.
Are you kidding me, man?
Haiti,
I mean,
though. Like, come on, seriously.
Yeah, well, okay, and Larry King's trying to ride that rocket to the stars, you know?
Larry King's trying to ride the Haitian rocket to the stars.
By an earthquake. You never thought about that.
All right,
that.
Let's thank you for your call very much. Let's take a take another phone call. Marty in Chicago, you're on the Phil. We got to go remote, by the way. Marty in Chicago, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. 877-876 Phil. Go ahead, Marty.
Hey, Phil. I'm just wondering how this man can justify making an open mockery of the whole Haitian incident by trying to pledge this or saying he's going to pledge this stuff and then backing out.
People don't do that. I'm just proving that people do it all the time.
Yeah, I mean, you're as a
didn't you know that?
As a striving policeman, though, I'd like to think that you have enough integrity not to make a joke out of this thing. Seems pretty ridiculous to me. If you want to be a public,
making a joke, man. I'm not making a joke out of it. If you don't see the point, if I call up, I say I'm gonna give you $200,000, and I'm not really gonna give you that money. That means that they're not really raising the money they say they are. That's a public service I'm doing. I'm doing a public service.
How much integrity can you have by doing this? You're supposed to be a police officer. It's ridiculous.
How much integrity can they have if they're reporting money they don't have yet?
Well, I mean, I think there's a lot better ways of going about it than making a mockery of what happened.
What do you mean about it? What do you mean about it? Where are you from, man?
He's in Miami.
No, he's not. He's like,
I'm in Chicago.
I'm a police officer, and I have an ear for, you're like Canadian or something, right?
I am, yeah.
Well, look at man, whether he has an accent or not. You got an accent.
What do you mean I got an accent? What are you talking about? Well, how much money are they giving in Canada? None. Okay. How much money are they giving, like, Toronto? None.
Okay. You say how much
wait a minute. So that's not the point. The point is that whether or not you guys, whether or not they're raising money at the Haiti telethon, Dave, and you have we lost the caller? We lost the caller. Or do we have the caller still there? I don't know.
I'm still here.
It depends on how much money, Dave, is being raised. Now, you say that you call up and pledge $200,000, and then you say to them, I'm not really giving you the money.
Right.
Okay.
Awful.
So the point is what?
The point is that when I just told you, the point is when they come on and they go, yeah, if you call it, look, we got Reese's Witherspoon, we got Taylor Swift, we got all these, you know, slamming-looking ladies. If you call up and so you want to give them money so you can talk to her like Reese's Witherspoon, but it's not true. So that's when I called back and I said, I ain't giving you no $200,000. Click.
It's a mockery. The whole thing's a mockery.
What?
It's just
7876 Phil. So this was you, okay, calling up and saying, I want to talk to Reese's Witherspoon or Taylor Swift or whoever, and you got Taylor Swift, didn't get Reese's.
Yeah.
And you thought you got Tim Robbins at one point, and so you said you ain't going to give him $200,000.
I wasn't going to give him $200,000 anyway, you know. And that's the point.
All right. Well, here's the other point, Dave. The fact is that the only people who are responsible for that money and who ultimately have to do something with it are the people that are raising it. If they get $9 million, if they get 5 cents, those are the people that have to live with it. When you say they didn't really raise all that money, what are you doing? All you're doing is telling people they didn't raise all that money.
Yeah, but a lot of people would call in if they raised like $9 million. They'd go, man, I want to be a part of, you know, raising $9 million. But if they only raise 5 cents, nobody's going to call in because that's embarrassing. You know, you don't want to be a part of that.
Yeah, okay. All right. Dave Oliva, thanks very much, Dave.
Well, I wanted to give one more example.
No, we're all done. Thank you very much. Dave Oliva pledging $200,000 to Haitian Relief if he could talk to Reese's Witherspoon. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry.
You understand people's point. We're back here with Dave Oliva. David is a student at L.A. Canyon College. A criminal justice student, law enforcement student, and a aspiring member of law enforcement. And you called the Haiti telethon tonight and pledged $200,000, never intending to give it.
That is correct, yes, sir.
Even if you got to talk to Reese Witherspoon?
Well, I mean, you have to understand, attorney, the way I understand, you know, because I've been studying law enforcement for a long time. There's no way they're going to put me on to Reese Witherspoon. I knew they weren't going to put me on to Reese Witherspoon. And even with the woman that I talked to who said, hi, this is Taylor, I knew it wasn't Taylor Swift.
And well, what if you had talked to Reese's Witherspoon? You would have felt like a real jackass because you just pledged $200,000.
No, because my point was still going to be made that anybody can call up and pledge anything, and then they say, hey, look, we made this much money. Yeah, guess what? No, we didn't, you know. Hey, we made $9 million. Oh, I'm sorry. No, we didn't. And that's what I think Larry King, and he should have said.
Larry King, that's a different thing. That was the texting thing. 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on to a phone call here. Amanda in San Antonio. Go ahead, Amanda. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dave Oliva. Amanda.
Hey,
not there.
Bill, how are you?
Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
Hey, you know, I just have to say, this is the first time that I've ever called into a talk radio show, and I listen all the time. But I was appalled to a degree that this guy called in and has no bearing for anything. He can't even, like, realize that really people that call into these telethons that love celebrities and embrace celebrities probably
like
can't
you?
Give 200. Can't,
like
I'm
you?
Sorry?
Like you?
Yeah,
you?
I mean, I don't
you call it, you call a telethon?
Mr.
You call it. You call up the telethon and you know you want to talk to Reese's Witherspoon?
Let the lady finish.
She wants to talk to Reese's Witherspoon.
Let her finish.
Most people that call into telethon cannot have.
Would you
please?
Never.
I have not said anything disparaging to you, so will you let me finish?
I know. Go ahead.
Okay. They don't have $200,000 to donate. That's a lot of corporations and that kind of thing. And most people call in for $150. And I really feel like the big issue with what your argument is that you didn't get to be able to talk to the celebrity that you wanted to talk to, and you called in on the auspices of saying you had all this money, which was a lie. And
no,
that's not fair.
No, that's
not
true.
No, it is a lie. You admitted it.
Exactly, yeah, but I didn't call in because I wanted to talk to Reese's Witherspoon. I thought I'd give it a shot, but that was just part of it.
That's your main argument, is that you got to talk to Taylor Swift, which the average American that is donating their hard-earned money, they don't ask to talk to that. They give their hearts to the people that are hurting. So
because they don't have no $200,000. I did.
No, you didn't, though.
No, I know I did. I know that I didn't. But
this
proves
is what's asinine about the whole thing.
Yeah, that's what proves my point, that I didn't even have no $200,000, and they let me talk to Taylor Swift, and then I called them back, and I said, you know what, man? I don't even have $200,000.
That's
click.
Not your point. Your point was that you wanted to prove to people for
your
law enforcement class that all the money wasn't going to the Haiti relief, which is crap.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Wasn't that what you were saying?
Yeah, exactly. I was saying they're claiming they're getting $9 billion. And there's like guys like me going, yeah, I'll give you $200,000. No, I think I won't. Click. Okay?
Hey, will you knock it off with the click thing?
What?
Everything's with you is click.
Well, that's what I was doing, though.
Yeah, Amanda?
Phil, can I say this? I applaud all of the people that
click.
Have given to Haiti. And I really don't know. I know this man said he was a law enforcement officer, and then he wishes he would be. I feel
sorry for people aspiring to be LAPD.
He's studying to be a cop.
I feel sorry for people that would have this person, this man, as a law enforcement protector if he doesn't even feel like it's necessary to protect people in Haiti with this disaster.
Henry, I think that's not the job of an American police officer, to protect Haitians. What? What is that?
Is it the job of an American police officer to have compassion for the American people and people all over the world and be a humanitarian?
Yes. No, not all over the world, just people in America. And I have
there
compassion.
There were Americans
that's
that lost their
them,
lives in Haiti. Does
that's
that
why
not
I'm
matter
saying,
to you?
You're going to have to show me your source material on that. Now,
are you kidding? There were.
Well, now, here's the thing that I wanted to say. I have compassion enough to say to people, don't be so stupid that when George Clooney says, hey, we raised $1 billion, that he has the money, because he don't.
You know what? The thing is that when people said...
I proved that.
Hang on. I have to say this.
Did you? Did you?
Will you let me...
Would you shut up, Dave, and let her talk?
When people give to charity, they do pledge their money. And I'm sure that there are cases where some of the pledges don't go through. But is a pledge charity?
Oh, my God. You're very naive, ma'am. People are calling up all the time going, yeah, I'm going to give $1 billion. Oh, okay, thanks a lot. No, I'm not going to. Are you kidding? You're kidding.
Phil?
You know, I hope and pray that I'm there when, you know, you get trapped like by a carnival barker who wants to, you know, give you a ride on a machine that's going to blow up.
What
in
the hell?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm the only guy between you and the hereafter.
Because you would ask.
All right, Amanda, thanks for your call. 877-877-PHIL. Charles is in Raleigh, North Carolina. Go ahead, Charles. You're on the Phil Henry Show here with Dave Oliva. Oh, okay, Charles dropped. Okay. Who do we got, man? Because I have... all right, let's go to Jason in San Antonio. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Jason, go ahead, sir.
Hey, Phil, how you doing? My issue is this.
Good.
This aspiring police officer has no integrity. Police officers should have integrity. Otherwise, you know, there's no... they're not going to be able to perform their duties properly. So to call into a show and then offer to give them some money and then turn around and call back, that's a total lack of integrity. This fella...
I just called up to say that's what people do all the time. So I'm letting you know that they're not really raising up... You know, I'm repeating myself, man. I guess these people, it's like...
Let me ask you this. How do you know...
I don't really say what I'm going to say about this. These people are calling up and they're saying, I'm going to donate this much money, and they don't really donate this much money. And I'm the one who came on this program tonight to say, this is what's going on. And people are busting on me.
Where is your proof of that?
Because I did it. People people are busting on me because I ruined their illusions about, and that one lady, she's saying, oh, I'm sure it happens. It happens most of the time.
Wait. What do you mean it happens most of the time?
Show me proof.
Mr. Henry, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me that people are going to call up and say, I'm going to donate this much money, and like everybody is actually going to do that? What do you know about the human race, man? Well, you know what, man? I got a couple of bridges and a swamp and like a whole city to sell you.
Oh, do you, Matt?
Okay. All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's move to another phone call, and where are we going now? Because we have no call screening here. Here is Art. You're on the phone. No, we don't have any time now. I'm sorry. I apologize, folks, but our call screening just went south. Are you there, Dave?
Yeah, I'm here. Am I not on a call screen?
Yeah, unfortunately, you are. I would only say what a lot of people have said. The better thing to do is to try to move them toward a financial goal as opposed to trying to prove what a bunch of phony balonies there are calling up, you know?
Well, I mean,
because all you were able to affect here this hour was people think you're the phony baloney. Anyway, thanks a lot, Dave Oliva. Ted Bell coming up next from Ted's of Beverly Hills, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.